This is Smart Tech, episode 1426, 2014, a Smart Tech year in review. Hello and welcome to this Auld Lang Syne episode of Smart Tech. I am your host with the most, Chuck Minear. And I'm here to take you through the exciting world of tech. We're ending our second year and beginning our third in January. Pretty exciting. And we want to thank you all for listening to our podcast. The theme, the motto of our podcast is technology for the rest of us. And the whole idea of this podcast is that, you know, there's so much technology out there. And when you talk to most people, not everybody, probably not the people who listen to this podcast, I'm guessing, I don't know, but you listen to a lot of people and they say, well, you know, I don't know anything about computers and technology. It kind of stumps me and whatever. You know what? We're here for you. You don't have to talk in that little nasally voice anymore. Okay. We can get you out of that. I can give you more of the announcer voice if you'd like. And we can teach you to integrate technology into your daily life. That's kind of our goal, to highlight things each month and to show you what's available out there and what might fit into your life. Not every tech innovation fits into everybody's life, although there are some of us kind of techies who want to make everything try to fit into our lives. But, you know, you find out that sometimes that piece of paper and a pencil is working for me better than, you know, trying to take notes on my iPad. It's just different for everyone. So we're here to kind of explore the world of technology together and highlight technology for the rest of us. You know, technology is here to make our lives easier, not more difficult. So it's been an exciting year. And the things that we talk about in this episode are always available on our website. And that's the place you need to go. Go to our website. It's got a list, a group of all the show notes for all the shows that we've done in the past 2 years listed there. And you can click on any of them and you can relive the smart tech wonder. You know, what else can you call it? Go to our website, www.smarttech.tv, SMARTTECH.TV. And over on the left side, you'll see a button that says Podcast Archive. That's where you want to go. Click on Podcast Archive, and it will give you a list of all of the episodes. As I said, you just click on the title of the episode. It takes you to the show notes of that episode and a link where you can just click on it and play that episode, or you can subscribe to our podcast. Once again, 2014 has been a pretty exciting year for smart tech. We have about quadrupled our monthly downloads, and we're excited. That means that potentially more and more people are listening to the podcast each and every month. And that lets us know that what we're doing is working. What would be a neat Christmas New Year's gift for me would be to have you sign up for our newsletter. Our newsletter is where we compile all of the new information about our episode and what's new on smart tech, and we send it directly to you. We have many ways of connecting on smart tech. We are a member of Stitcher, the Stitcher Radio Network, and you can go on there and download our podcast. We have a YouTube channel. We have Facebook, a Facebook page. That's probably our most used connection right now by people. We have a Pinterest page, and this technology guru is still trying to figure out what the heck to do with that, but we do have a Pinterest page, and of course, we have a Twitter feed. So whatever your social media desire is, whatever your social media channel of choice is, you can click on one of those links on our website and you can subscribe. But the best way is to go up to the top right corner of our page. It says Get Updates. You just put in your name and your email address. We do not sell it. We do not give it away. It is completely private. I almost said it is not. It is. It is completely private. And we use it about once or twice a month to send you updates on smart tech. They're usually short and sweet to the point, but they have links and they have some interesting information that you might want to use. using social media is great. The problem is that Facebook owns the rights to Facebook and Twitter owns the right to Twitter. And so they change your rules. And Facebook is notorious for changing the rules. So you've got a bunch of people connected. They're all getting your information. And then all of a sudden they change what comes up in your feed. And suddenly you don't see smart tech anymore. So the best way to know that you've been left out of probably the most exciting news feed available on the internet, a bit of hyperbole, is to sign up for our newsletter. And so email, even though it is old fashioned compared to many of the other ways, it is kind of your backup choice. So go to our website, smarttech.tv, smarttech.tv, put in your name and email address, and you will get those updates. So let's go back and look at our year in review. In our first episode, 1401, we talked about the Nissan Leaf and the phenomena of electric cars, that electric cars are coming. And my wife and I have been using an electric car for a year and we love it. So we have two cars. We have a regular gas engine car, and then we have our electric car. And our electric car plugs in every night, or pretty much every other night, into our garage. I ran a 220 volt line to our garage with a little charger in there. We pull it into our garage, plug it in, and in the morning it's ready to go. And the average is about 80 to 90 miles that we get out of our Leaf. So she drives it to and from work, and it gives her carpool lane access. But things got a lot of pep and not much maintenance. We're going to take it in actually this afternoon for its first tune-up. And it's really, they're going to check the battery levels, check the brakes, and they're pretty much done with it. So it's been really nice. So that's 1401. It's called I'm Sitting in a Leaf. 1402, we talked about the best prices, ways to get the best prices while shopping online. I did almost all of my Christmas shopping, probably 98% of it online this year. And it's nice sitting in your office and looking things up and buying them without having to go through the malls. I know some people really like the whole shopping experience in the mall, and it's kind of fun, but this way I can get exactly what I want and when I want it. And I have to say that I am a fan of Amazon Prime. It costs $100 now, but you get downloadable video and streaming content. You get books that you can check out and use on your Kindle, and you get 2-day shopping on many, many, many Amazon items. So, 1402, check that out. In episode 1403, we talked a bit about Facebook. And as much as people say it's kind of, you know, aging and all this stuff, it is still the place to go on the internet. So we talk about that in 1403. In 1404, we talk about cutting the cable or satellite cord. Many, many people are buying internet access and then buying a Roku or an Apple TV or getting a smart TV and are cutting their cable bills down a whole lot. The big problem that we found with that was that cable companies and satellite companies are becoming wise to this. And so what they're doing is charging a whole lot for internet access and not very much for TV access. But you still can get some internet deals out there if you look. So that might be something you're interested in reviewing, how to cut the cable and satellite cord, save yourself like $100 a month. 1405, we talked about using Copy. We had quite a few people sign up for Copy through our affiliate link. And it's still good, by the way. 20 gigabytes of free cloud storage using Copy. Dropbox is the other one. We talked about that last episode. But Copy is a newer company run by Barracuda, one of the biggest storage hard drive companies in the world. They run this online system, and whereas Dropbox gives you 2 gigabytes of free data, and I encourage you to go sign up for that, Copy gives you 15 gigabytes of free data online to be able to use to save things in the cloud. If you use our affiliate link, it doesn't cost you anything, but you get an extra 5 gigabytes for free. So that's 20 gigabytes of free storage using Copy. So that's episode 1405. 1406, we delve a little more into the cutting of the cord for internet and entertainment, and we talk specifically about the Apple TV. So if you want to learn about Apple TV, Apple TV is getting a little bit long in the tooth, but if you're an Apple person and you use iPads, iPods, you use iTunes, that might be the one you want to look at. So in episode 1407, and speaking about social networks, because we had, you know, we talked about Facebook. In 1407, we talk about a social network for babies. And that's using the Babies app, B-A-B-I-I-S. And I had spent 4 days at Macworld iWorld in San Francisco, interviewed a whole bunch of people, and babies was one of them. And it's a really interesting concept about having trusted family members be a member of this closed social network. So someone could read a book to a baby or interact with the baby, put messages for the babies. And that was a fun app to talk about. And that's 1407. We also talk about the FLIR 1. The FLIR 1 was a case that you put on the back of your iPhone or other smart device. They're supposed to come out for one with ones for other devices. I'm not sure if they have. I haven't checked. But should have before I did the episode. But in the one that I used, it went onto the back of an iPhone 5. And it clips on. And then it's actually a heat camera. And it lets you see through walls, basically. You can see the variations in the wall. So you can see where studs are. You can see where insulation is. You can see where you have heat loss. Let's say you step outside into a dark alley and you shine your phone that way. You can see the heat register of any person that might be there hiding behind something or whatever. It's kind of neat. That's called a FLIR 1, and that is in episode 1407. Episode 1408, we talked about the Heartbleed bug. And, you know, it's amazing how everything from computer viruses to Ebola comes on the scene, is part of the media hype, and then all of a sudden it's gone. But the Heartbleed bug is still out there, and one of the things we talk about is the need to change your passwords regularly and to use a password manager. I am such a believer in password managers. I have one. I've used it for several years. I find it so important to my internet security and to the ease of using the internet that I really recommend it. And the one that I recommend the most is 1Password, the number one with the word password by it. But find out more about that in 1408. Any of you who know me know that I'm a digital camera buff. I love to take photos. I've been taking photos since film days. And episode 1409, I talk about different types of digital cameras that might be of interest to you. We also talked in episode 1410 about digital ignorance and about how if you don't watch yourself online, it can cost you a lot of money. We talk about one daughter that costs their parents $80,000 by being an idiot online. And so you might want to find out about why you don't want to be digitally ignorant. We also talk about creating your own cloud. You know, we talked about Dropbox this year. We talked about Copy this year. Those are online cloud storages run by somebody else. But in 1411, we talk about a device called a transporter, which allows you to create your own cloud. And you plug it into your network, put a hard drive on it, and you can access it from anywhere. And if you get more than one transporter and you put one in one place and one on another, it'll back up to each other. So a lot of people will put one, let's say, in their office and one in their home. So if somebody breaks into their office or their home and steals stuff, they have a backup of their data in that other spot and they own the hard drive. So that might be something that you want to revisit, creating your own cloud. We even talked this year about making chores fun. How do you do that? Well, of course, with an app. And so 1412 talks about that app. 1413, we talk about Amazon getting into the phone business with the Fire Phone. Now, I was pretty excited about the Fire Phone, and there's a but it hasn't had great adoption. But I saw one in use this last week. I have a friend of mine who actually works for Amazon, and I'm thinking that maybe the only people buying Amazon Fire Phones are people who work for Amazon. I don't know if that's true, but it's a cool phone, and it might be something you want to check out, especially if you're in the Amazon universe and you use a lot of their products. The interaction is very cool. We talked about changing the way you write by using a smart pen and being able to, if you like using longhand, how do you get that onto a computer? Well, we talk about that in 1414. 1415, we talk about spying on yourself. How to put some cameras in your house. You know, a lot of people use them for baby cams, but you can use them for all kinds of things. Putting it in your house and then accessing it in a secure manner over the internet. So let's say that you have an alarm go off at your house or something happened. Your neighbor says something's going on in the house. You can quickly click on the camera and see what's there. So 1415 tells you how to do that easily. 1416 was one of our most listened to episodes. We had the most downloads. We had comments from around the world come on different social media. The 9 most dangerous apps for your kids. Look, the internet opens up all kinds of possibilities. Possibilities that many of us didn't have as a child. There's no way I could have accessed some of that information, some of the content that's on the internet as a child. And now children can with a click of the mouse. And so I talk about 9 of the most dangerous apps for kids, and I'll probably do a recap of that during this next year because it's so important. We also talked about saving your family memories while you still can and getting in touch with the people in your family who might be your family historians or, you know, your grandma, grandpa who know where the family came from. Because even up into this era, the passing on of family information has been done verbally. And sometimes people wrote books or whatever, but they basically told the stories. And so having your parents tell those stories, having your grandparents, having your family friends tell those family stories on video or audio and saving those in a place where they'll be easily accessed can be a treasure trove for your children in the future. So we talk about how important that is. 1418, we talk about traveling with a bad elf. I don't think I want to travel with a good elf, but is basically the 10 tech items I took on my vacation and why I took them. It's pretty funny. In my family, the rule is my wife says to me, look, I'll pack the clothes, you pack the tech stuff, because she knows, you know, between the camera, I used a GPS tracker. That's what a bad elf is. And the other items that I took with me on the trip, some of it makes it actually pretty neat because, you know, in the old days, I would take a journal with me and I'd try to write every day, and I am horrible at journaling. That is not my thing. And so this automatically journals at least where I've been because it keeps track of a GPS track of where I've been. So anyway, that's kind of fun. 1418. 1419, we talk about the hype of the year, which besides wearable devices were the new phones. We had the Galaxy S4, the Edge, the Samsung Galaxy Edge, and the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus. What I love the most about this job is listening to tech pundits. And I guess I'm kind of a tech pundit now because I've got a show and I talk about tech. But reading some of those things about, you know, well, you know, Apple's new iPhone 6 and 6 Plus are, you know, just catching up with Samsung or whatever. They're selling like hotcakes and they're really nice phones. And so, you know, to listen to some of the pundits talk about the demise of whatever company it is, it's pretty funny to watch. It's all the people who can't actually make money making technology. So they talk about technology like they know what they're talking about. So we talked about those 4 phones and we talked about how really nice they really all are. And they all have different great advantages. So you might want to check out that episode. Talk about having your own telepresence, maybe your own robot that can, you know, you put the robot on one side of the world and then you interact with the robot from the comfort of your own home or wherever, and how to have your own telepresence. And we talked about a robot that's affordable for all of us if you need a robot. We talked about contact managers. We talked about using a Backbone, which is a little handle you can put on your tablet. You know, it seems like so minor, but it really makes a difference in it seems so minor, but it really makes a difference on how you interact with your device. We talked about going paperless again. I have some episodes. I have some screencasts on this. The one that we did, 1422, talks about, can this be the paperless solution for you? And it's actually a really cool scanner that lets you put whole books down on the table. It scans across large books and it straightens them out, and it's very cool. It's from Fujitsu, who just makes the best scanning devices on the planet. You know, there's nothing more you can say about that. In 1423, we talk about how not to sell your electronic device. And I talk about my adventures trying to sell my iPhone and get the most, squeeze the most money out of it, and how I basically got screwed over. And hope you don't do it. And I'll say it again, if you come across a company called Cash for iPhones or Cash for iPads or any of those things, Cash for Smartphones, let me tell you what they are. Let me just read them out loud. No, I won't read all of them, but the company's eCycle Best, but they have Cash for Laptops, iPhones, Berries, Smartphones, Cash for Apples, Cash for iPads. Stay away from that company. Do not sell your stuff. They will screw you over. But I'm glad that I could get screwed over for my, you know, audience. So 12 great Christmas gifts for the tech head in your life. So we kind of go over some of the really cool things. I'm just into the drone. I think that if my wife really loves me, she'll buy me a drone, and I'm still waiting for the drone, but you can, you know, put your GoPro camera on it and fly it up over the top of your neighbors and spy on things and whatever. And there's 11 other things that I talk about there too, but Karen, it's not too late to buy me a drone. Okay. We also talked about Dropbox, which I talked about a little bit earlier, but Dropbox, if you want to do cloud storage the most secure, the most reliable way, Dropbox is not the cheapest solution, but it is the best. It works very, very well. And so we talk about the advantages to Dropbox. And my suggestion is that you take and you get your free Dropbox account and you get your free copy account and you run them both on your computer. And you take files that you want to store for a longer period of time and they're larger, you kind of want to do more archivey kind of stuff on copy, and the things that you want to access more quickly, maybe documents for a meeting, or, you know, have a backup of a PowerPoint presentation that you're doing for a business or whatever, you do that in Dropbox, because Dropbox is more reliable in that way. And you have the two, and you probably won't have to buy any storage. And that was the year. And I hope that pushed away some cobwebs in your mind, kind of reminded you what we talked about this year on Smart Tech, and maybe it'll get you over to the website, or if you're using a podcasting app, you can go into that podcasting app, you can click on our podcast, and then look up other episodes available, and it'll give you that whole list also where you can download and listen to them. We really appreciate your listenership. We would love for you this year to become a part of the Smart Tech family. It doesn't cost anything, but it lets you keep in touch with what's going on in the world of tech as it relates to you. The best way to do that, of course, is what I mentioned at the beginning of the show, which is going to our website, www.smarttech.tv. Over on the right, under Get Updates, you can sign up for our newsletter, and I encourage you to do that. There's also links on the right to iTunes, where you can subscribe to the podcast. It's absolutely free. It comes down into your iTunes. Or if you don't have iTunes, you don't use iTunes, you can use Stitcher, which is right underneath that. The Stitcher app gives you access to lots and lots of digital content online, and it also is absolutely free. Leaving a comment on our Facebook page is also appreciated. And if you go to Facebook, and click on our page and you can like us. Even if you don't like us, because that's what you do on Facebook, right? You like us. So until next time, when we will be entering a new year of smart tech, our third year of broadcasting, we are very excited. And we've got some new and exciting things planned for 2015. So come on along with us. Until next time, this is your host, Chuck Minear, wishing you a very, very happy and prosperous new year, and hoping that this episode has made you just a little bit smarter about tech.